This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's the last day of the month, isn't it, huh?
29th. Almost. Can you believe it?
June is upon us, yes, then July and August, then it's over and it's winter. I was looking at something that you get a kick out of. Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody say hi to Jennifer.
Hello.
Kara Schillen at the controls in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. I'm in Boston. The winter of 1932. So those of you who say, oh, global warming, climate change, the world's coming to an end. It's never been like this before. In the winter of 1932, it was so cold in Buffalo that Niagara Falls froze completely solid. Not a drop of water moved for almost a month.
That's pretty cold.
That's how cold it was. And that was 1932, before we had all of the problems that seemed to be problems anyway. Traveling in California. If you thought your city had its issues with crime, employment, and more, is a way of finding out where your city is on the ranking of the worst places to live. All right. Wall Street Journal, looking into the 50 worst American cities. This is a positive upbeat. Stockton, California.
Ooh.
San Bernardino, California.
Uh-oh.
Ranking with the top 20 in the list. Crime, bad. Financial issues, a big problem. Poverty levels, high.
San Bernardino's bankrupt. That's
San Bernardino's bankrupt.
Yeah.
All right, so you agree with this contention that it's not a great place to live.
Well, you know, I actually do a radio show there in the evenings, and it's the communities that I have seen are great. The people of the Inland Empire are great. So, you know, San Bernardino, I think their city management has some splaining to do, but but I think, you know, there's still nice areas to live down there.
Yeah. In order to determine the rankings, this is the site at the Wall Street Journal, looking at crime, the economy, education, environmental issues, health issues, housing issues, infrastructure. What's the city run like? And you just made reference that city's over 65,000 in population. Framingham's in that department there, some way, shape, or form. So how's your city rate? Think about your city, your town. How satisfied are you with the way life is in your town? Are you happy? Last night a fellow was telling me, I went to a political rally, Jennifer. Fellow was in there, was telling me about going to Arizona to buy 40 acres of land and how he saw this ad in a magazine. He said, I'm going to be a rancher, because he was teasing me. I came into the political event. I was still dressed as Farmer Doug, and I had to go back out and as it happened, a load of cows was coming to the farm, so I had to get back. So I didn't change. I just went in my farm clothes. So it brought him around to thinking about when he's always, this guy went to school with me, he's a great guy, runs one of the best restaurants in town, and he said, I've always wanted to be just like you. I looked at him, I smiled, I said, you know, I've always wanted to be just like you, I'd love to have an Italian restaurant. He said, well, I'd love to have a farm, or a ranch. I said, I'd teach him how to drive a tractor, and then he looked at
me
and
said, so you guys should switch days,
yeah,
then.
I was going to say, you guys should be like Freaky Friday, just switch.
Right.
Take each other's places.
A day in the life.
He'd teach me how to make raviolis.
Not a bad skill to have, for the record.
Probably good. Speaking of skills and food, Taco Bell in the news today. They would like you to, and in August they're going to make good on this, they'd like you to go to a Taco Bell for your wedding. Nachos, burritos, Taco Bell on the Vegas Strip will, for $600, allow you to walk up to the counter, order a ceremony to be performed inside Taco Bell. This is on the corner of Harmon and the Strip. You know where that is?
Sure,
I know exactly
yeah.
Where that is. Yeah.
Upper Strip, kind of by Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
This is like wedding bells at Taco Bell. I like it.
Exactly where they're going.
And knowing how much weddings cost, I understand why people would be intrigued.
$600 and you're in. Mas, what do they, that's their mas. Just have mas, mas musico.
Live mas. I think
live
that's their logo, isn't it? Live more.
Yeah, live more. Live more.
Mas musico. 15 guests can come into the reception.
That's it for $600. Give me a break. Their food costs $1 a person.
The package includes a dozen tacos for each person.
And only for each person? Oh, okay. Well, that's okay then.
A dozen tacos? Who eats that?
Ugh, can't imagine anything worse.
Look, I like a taco, but 12 is asking for a lot.
So Denny's has offered in-store restaurants for a while. I didn't know that. Since 2013, they charge $199 though.
That's what like in-store weddings.
This is all Las Vegas. They're going to do this at Denny's in Santa Monica.
Here's my deal: if you're going to have low standards and get married in a restaurant, you may as well get married at Denny's, where you can do it for $200 instead of $600.
No kidding, and get maybe a better meal at Denny's.
Yeah, you might get some pancakes. Maybe you'll get a Denny's hot fudge sundae.
For what Denny's is. It's not bad. You have their veggie scramble. What do they call it? Not scramble. They call it the hot dish pot pan. I remember Jack Roberts, my former producer, God love him, has passed away. He and I used to meet in the Denny's in Santa Monica. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did not know Denny's was your meeting spot. No.
Yeah. We had, but it was a, they call, what do they call those things in the frying pans at Denny's?
Oh, a skillet.
Yeah, right. I had the veggie skillet.
Those are good.
Right, and
I'm glad you know what he was talking about, because I was like, you can put a whole lot of things in a frying pan.
Veggie skillet.
The skillet.
I would try to eat well, and he'd have the greasiest, well, I mean, you see what he passed away from. The greasiest, most horrible stuff. And I said, Jack, why are you eating that crap? Hey, man.
You know,
Jennifer and I knew him so well. He produced my program for 7 or 8 years, and then he went to work for Jennifer and her dad. And he would talk so fast, and he was that
fast talker. That's for sure.
But
God love him. You know, as crazy as he was, lovable. We all know that person that drives us nuts, but still lovable.
He used to love my son, and the reason he did is because he didn't show up for work one morning, and I couldn't figure out where the heck he was, because he was usually very reliable. If nothing else, he was reliable to be on time for work. And in California, when I was there, you know, it was 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. So he didn't report in. So I sent Brendan to his apartment, which is right behind the Chinese Theater on Hollywood Way. You knew that, right? So Brendan couldn't get in. So he climbed up the wall and over the fence and into his bedroom window. And it's a good thing he did, because he had passed out.
It was really Jack's window. Otherwise, Brendan would be in trouble.
Right. Yeah. No, I think Brendan had been there. Anyway, stories of Hollywood. The germs and the problem that germs cause, traveling with germs, is a real problem because of how ridiculously powerful they have become. So if you sneeze, and what made me think about this is you're sneezing earlier, Jennifer.
I was, yep.
Sneezed. I once in a while get caught. I can't get to the mic switch fast enough. But if you look at this new study, germs, when you sneeze, stay in the air for almost an hour. Germs travel at 12 feet per second after you cough, and they'll stay alive for an hour. So those of you who travel, especially close on trains and planes, you remember how many times I've gotten sick 4 or 5 times.
Me too. Getting off a plane and then all of a sudden, ugh.
Yeah, right. Gross. So I don't know
how. Are they just floating out there, the germs that people sneeze out and we walk
through them? They're hanging in the air. They're suspended animation of germs. Imagine that. We make a cartoon, one of those silly movies, and have a germ. It could be about germs. Your new best friend is a germ named Gary. Gary the Germ. I know
from
about that.
Munich.
Yeah, right. It's the Munich virus. Oh, I knew. 16 past the hour television report next here on the DJV show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
There's 57 channels and nothing on 57 channels.
All right, let's get at it here. Nikki Sixx is in talks, Jennifer, to join American Idol as a judge. Why will that be good, or will it be good?
Nikki Sixx, big rocker.
Motley Crue.
Yeah, if they're looking to get some rock talent, why not? Nikki Sixx would be a good coach.
All right, who's signed on so far?
Keith Urban actually make it official, or
the only one
really?
I know is official is Katy Perry. I heard Perry,
that's right.
Chris Daughtry, but apparently that was just a rumor. So,
right.
I don't know.
And it's for sure. It was announced yesterday that in fact Ryan Seacrest has signed on to host officially at 15 mil a season, which is what he was getting before. So not a bad payday.
Just chump change, just you know.
Yeah.
Well, he's making more than that on that morning show.
Yeah, 20 million a year.
Yeah, but she's making 25. What's the big idea? Women getting paid more than men.
Right.
How dare they?
No, come on.
Yeah, all right, so we need to go to Kara for the Bachelor in Paradise report, Jennifer. There's a 2-drink minimum per hour rule.
It's a 2-drink maximum.
What is this?
It's funny because Jen's actually the one who told me about this yesterday. I hadn't seen it. So, yeah, they had the whole scandal on Bachelor in Paradise where, you know, they accused someone of sexual assault and then apparently it wasn't actually anything and who actually knows what's going on. But now they're going to have a 2-drink maximum and you have to ask producers before you can have sex with another contestant. So they can make sure it's actually consensual, and if they don't
show's
think
over.
It's actually consensual, then they can stop it from going on.
Jennifer.
Yeah, that show's over.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that they'll be able to edit the actual content so no one can see what's going on, but just what's the point?
Doesn't
like the whole point of
two
watching
drinks
it,
an hour. Doesn't
yeah.
say how many hours you can drink.
Well, you
and
can
then
drink forever,
24 hours, but
you
only
can't
two,
have
yeah.
sex with somebody unless you get permission from the producers.
Bring a permission slip from your mother.
I said, how awkward is that? That's like having to go ask your parents, can I have sex, Mom?
Yeah.
I'm like, ew. Yeah, it just ruins the vibe a little bit.
All right.
I'm not trying to cut this off, but there's actually some good TV tonight, guys.
Good,
I'm
let's have it, Jennifer.
Remember the show from the 80s my friend Robert Conrad was a big part of called The Battle of the Network Stars?
Yes.
Well, it's a back. It is really? A reboot on ABC. It starts at 9 o'clock tonight. It kicks off. It's a 10-episode series event. It's going to pit teams of current and classic TV stars against each other. Tonight's event will take people from TV sitcoms, including Tom Arnold and Dave Coulier, and they'll put them against former TV kids, Joey Lawrence, Lisa Wichelle, Kim Fields from the
really?
From the Facts of Life. So this will be a lot of fun. That's at 9 o'clock on ABC. And Zoo kicks off their brand new series. It's kind of a fun, good, creepy show based on the James Patterson
awful.
Novel.
Ugh, it was terrible.
CBS, 10 o'clock.
Scary, creepy.
Zoo. Ugh. Yeah.
Did
the
you
Night
know
Shift,
that
also on NBC, 10 o'clock.
That Mr. Rogers' mother knitted all of his sweaters?
Does
Did
not
you know
surprise me.
Mr. Rogers. And the reason he wore the sneakers on the set
mm-hmm.
is so that people wouldn't hear him walking across the set when he went over to the other side to do the voices of the puppets.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm just reading a book about Mr. Rogers. What a fabulous career Fred Rogers had. He was cool. It's 21 after the hour. Speaking of cool, this is the DJV show.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Right now at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. For a limited time, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tees and tanks, just $5.99. Girls' swimwear, $10. Beach towels, only $8.99. And an ice cream or cotton candy maker, just $29.99. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's not our everyday sale. Right now through the 4th of July. Only at Kohl's. Flex styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
Fabulous, fun, Throwback Thursday segment. This portion of every hour is devoted to music, music news, whether it is today, yesterday, tomorrow's music, predictions of what songs are going to be big. This is a throwback segment for a focus on this week in 1987. We have the top five songs this week in 87, starting with Wang Chung. I love the name. It's so easy, right? Wang Chung. Everybody, have fun tonight. Crank it up, Kara. Please. Everybody, have fun tonight. All right. So let's move on. The top five songs this week, 1987. Number four belongs to Bruce Hornsby and The Range. Just the way it is. Fabulous pop song. Fabulous. Things will never change. What a great story. Listen to the storyline. That's the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe them? This instrumentation is so good. I like these kind of songs. You can't go. I could listen to this kind of music all day long.
You know, this is one of those songs. I actually really like this song, but yeah. I didn't know when I read who the artist was and the name, it didn't ring a bell until I listened to it.
He's got about four or five songs that he brought to the top of the charts that sound similar to this, but this is the best one. Way It Is. Just the way it is. All right, number three belongs to Gregory Abbott. Shake You Down, baby. It's a one-hit wonder for him. I'm gonna love you. The epitome of a rhythm and blues song, an R&B song. This is it. Philadelphia song.
I've been missing you. And the way you make me feel.
This is the kind of stuff. There were four or five guys. Al Jardine is one of them. Not Al Jardine. Yeah, it was Al. Yeah, who's the guy that died? Wasn't it? No, it's the.
Was
it Chardin? Oh, I think it was. And Barry White, who is. Could do the same kind of song, but he really put orchestration behind it.
You know, I'm listening to this song, and you're talking about who it sounds like. This has the exact same background to me as Sexual Healing. It sounds exactly the same.
Same thing. You're right. Yep, absolutely. That's number three this week in 1987. Number two belongs to Duran Duran from England. This is Notorious. Not even close to their best work, but because they were so popular, pretty much everything they did for especially 4, 5, 6 years made it into the charts one way or another. This never got to be number one, but it got to number two this week. And so there it is for you listening and sort of dancing pleasure. They were this group was varied, a lot of variety in their tunes. I suppose that's redundant, but I thought they were quite a talented group. Number one, the Bangles, 16 weeks at number one with this song, Walk Like an Egyptian. Hadn't been a song that had been on the charts for 16 weeks at number one since the Beatles tune in the 60s. Wow. This is just silly. The song is just silly. But it had that beat. And people loved trying to figure out what the song was all about. You know this song, Kara? Are you familiar with it?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody, I mean, this song has lasted generations, and I think it's been in movies, it's been everywhere.
Yep, the Bangles made it big with this one, my heavens. All right, so there they are, the top five songs this week in 1987 at 28 after the hour. You're listening to the DJV Experience.
In today's automotive news, Chrysler are giving away a brand new Pacifica, along with Amazon Family and the world's leading fitness expert, Jillian Michaels. The ultimate parent sweepstake could win you a grand prize of the all-new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid minivan, a personalized family training session with Jillian Michaels, and a $1,000 Amazon gift card. All you have to do is register at ultimateparentsweeps.com. You can play the sweepstakes every day until July 14th. For ourautoexpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The DJV experience, the butter crunch of radio programs, and you can listen to us online anytime, on demand, at TuneIn Radio. Just make sure you, when you do the search, you put in Doug Steffen Now, which gives you today's programs versus some of the other Doug Steffen stuff that's there that you would listen to that goes back a year or two, a month or two, whatever. If you want today's program today, you do a Doug Steffen Now at TuneIn Radio, that app. Easy to get to. I'm Doug. Kara along for the ride, the DJV Show. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. The story of Martin Shkreli, who's on trial for a number of different things. On Monday, I told you the trial was to begin for alleged securities fraud, but that's this is kind of an O.J. Simpson. They're not really going to get him. They don't want to get they can't get him for jacking up the prices astronomically on a anti-parasitic drug used by AIDS patients. He went from, what was it, $70 to $5,000 or some crazy thing. No, it was $1,350 a pill to $750 a pill, which made him public enemy number one with the news media. People didn't even know why they didn't like this guy. They just heard his name. Oh, that guy! So now he's on trial for manipulating the stock price of his company. And that's why when Trump said that he and the pharmaceutical industry were getting away with murder, that wasn't really what they were doing. But there are a lot of people who use these drugs that die every year because they can't quite handle them. But that's not, again, he's not on trial for that. He's on trial for securities fraud. Be interesting to see where it all goes. I'm betting they're going to get him unless they have Bull, right, Kara? If they have Bull as their jury consultant, they probably will get off.
They would, but I feel like we've seen a lot of juries let a lot of people off recently, so we'll see.
Yeah, especially police officers who seem to be kind of guilty, but juries seem to have a hard time convicting police officers, and I suppose that's understandable to a point, but if you're guilty, you're guilty of whatever some of these things are. In a few moments, we're going to spend time with Gene Polosinski, who is, as is appropriate for Independence Day, the curator, I believe, of the Newseum Institute. And we're going to talk about the First Amendment survey the Newseum did, what you need to know about the state of the First Amendment in our country today. We'll talk about it. And it is very appropriate to talk about that, as it's an important part of our freedoms in this country. Do you know that over 70% of 911 calls. So how do you say it, Kara? Do you say 911 or do you say 911? Because 911 means September 11th.
Yeah, 911 has a different meaning now, so
right.
I say 911.
911 calls. So did you know 70% of all of the 911 calls in our country are placed from wireless phone? And the rate is increasing. Wireless phones, telephone number using 911, they, you know, people use it for any kind of calls, too. A lot of prank calls. The Public Safety Answering Point survey reports that 15 to 20% of incoming 911 calls are not emergencies. My cat's in a tree. Most of the time, call 911, you have a heart attack, asthma attack, problems with childbirth, that sort of thing, uncontrolled fires, name the serious stuff, serious car accidents, that kind of stuff. But I think I remember the most famous of all of the, and we had the audio at one point in time, most famous of all of the 911 calls, a five-year-old named Robert Turner, 10 years ago, called 911 because his mother collapsed from heart problems. The call taker thought that the youngster was making a prank call and told the boy that she would send help, and then she hung up. The boy waited 3 hours, and his mother was still lying unconscious on the floor. Called 911 again. This time a different caller talked to the boy and said he would get in trouble if he kept playing around the boy. Boy hung up. Mother died. So, you know, you look at these supposed public services. Some public services need to be privatized. Some do not. Some work better in the private sector. I'm not sure 911 is 911. I think 911 needs to be more closely identified and connected to police and fire. That's my own. And I'm not one who wants big government. You know that. But there are lots of these things. Some people say the 911 dispatchers have the same problem that air traffic control people do because there's so much pressure. You got to retire at 55. Some are suffering from something that's kind of like PTSD. People are constantly so close, so involved in massive crises and tragedies, it gets at you. So a lot of these people have psychological help because they have nightmares, anxiety, they can't cope with stressful situations in their own life. 911. is the North American code. Other countries around the world, 999 is what they use. I don't know how we ended up with 911. So the problem with all these cell phones is that some are barred from making outgoing calls. The world's oldest emergency phone number is 999 in England, introduced on June 30th, 1937, after a call to the fire brigade was held in a line with a telephone company. Five women died and the building burned to the ground in 1937. So, anyway, I think that there is a reason. You hear all kinds of stories. I mean, how often do we find Kara audio from a lot of these places where you hear the calls and you wonder either whether it's dramatic or kind of cute from some of the kids, but they record everything, and some of them are just kind of heart-wrenching. But I'm not sure. The point I'm making in telling the story is I'm not really sure that having them operated by a private company is the best scenario.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. And one of the problems, I think, is that I feel like they don't make the non-emergency numbers, because you were talking about how a lot of people either call for jokes or, you know, they're Catholic free or something. I don't think they make the non-emergency numbers well known enough, so people don't know. It's just not obvious. And in a situation where you don't know what to do, it's not obvious who you call. So I think that would maybe help with the load that the people have to take on if, you know, everybody wasn't calling them.
Yeah, good thought. If you're hiring, you've posted your job, you're looking around for the best candidate, may I suggest you look no further than ZipRecruiter.com/TJV. You can say, well, do they have their candidates ready for my job right now? Well, you won't know unless you post what you want, what you're looking for. And you can do it free at ZipRecruiter.com/TJV. Yes, I said you can do it free. The first experience with ZipRecruiter is free. Just identify you and the fact that you're listening to this program as the way in to take advantage of this offer. That's why ZipRecruiter.com/TJV is what you enter into the computer. You get connected. You post the job. 24 hours later, you're going to get qualified candidates. They'll help you screening and rating and managing the candidates. It's time for you to take action. If you're the hiring person, the HR person, you're the boss, whatever, and you need somebody really good for a job right away, then go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Summertime is everyone's favorite time of year, especially for entertaining. But when cooking up summertime meals and snacks, you're often left with a mess. We have cleaning expert Becky Rappinchuk of the popular blog Clean Mama here, and she's got some easy tips to help clean your summer messes. Hey, Becky.
Hey.
So how can we prepare for warm weather messes?
I put together a summer cleaning caddy with my favorite tools, all-purpose cleaner, and my current go-tos are the new Scotch-Brite Scrub Dots line of products, sponges, dish wands, and dishcloths. The dots are textured, so they cut through those tough messes, yet they rinse cleanly, so I don't have to worry about leftover food sticking to my sponge.
Okay, now things can be a real wreck after a barbecue. What about some cleanup tips there?
Yeah, one of the biggest messy spots is the spatula. We cook a lot of cheeseburgers. The cheese gets stuck on the spatula. Sometimes it's left out for a little bit longer. And I like to use a dish wand to remove that cheese because the soap is already in the wand, and that makes it really easy.
Where can we go for more information on everything you just told me?
Yeah, you can visit scotchbrite.com, Scotch, B-R-I-T-E, for more information on my favorite cleaning tools.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The question comes up whenever we talk about the First Amendment as to whether or not there ought to be limits on it. So we have a focus on that. Gene Polisinski is the chief operating officer at the Newseum Institute and at the Institute's First Amendment Center. He's a journalist, so has a lot of credibility in this area. Mr. Polisinski, nice to have you here. Let's talk about the Newseum Institute first, how it came to be, where it is, and how many people are taking advantage of it to this point, learning about the history of news in our country.
Well, the Newseum Institute's headquartered in the Newseum and right in the heart of downtown D.C., and we do a lot of programs looking at both the successes and at times the errors that news media make. But we also look at freedom of religion and the right to speak freely and to petition and assemble. So we cover all five freedoms of the First Amendment.
So the First Amendment, some people say, is under attack because President Trump is always browbeating the news media, calling this network faker and some delivering hosts fakers, that sort of thing. There is a lot of talk about fake news now, so what's the danger in that? Is there a danger?
Well, I think the danger from the administration's constant criticism, but not just Trump, I think you see it at all levels of politics, is that you really are destabilizing something the founders thought was very important, and that's that watchdog role of the government, of the media on government. They knew that even with the best of intentions, government will always present, for example, the best case scenario. It's asking a lot of government officials to say, I screwed up. So they needed somebody to say both when government does good and when government doesn't do good. And when we have these constant attacks, you know, enemy the people or the opposition party, journalists are always asking questions of government. And they're often saying, hey, this didn't go well, or how do you know that? But I don't think that's a bad thing. That's really essential to our government. It gives citizens what we need to self-govern. And so I think the danger there is that you really take away an essential part of the character of America.
There's no question that we need to protect the First Amendment and people's rights to ask questions, to get to the bottom. But I know, having run a news radio station in Boston for a couple of years, knowing the politics of the people who are on my staff, that there was a pejorative then, and this was in the 80s. And it does exist. So how do you acknowledge that? Whether Trump's right or wrong, there's a lot of one-sided reporting, or there is a lot of information that gets out there. Look at the latest thing from CNN. They look, whether this is the right example of them not looking so good, they don't look too good at the moment. And there are other print media, other media, some do a fabulous job and some don't. I think that's not everybody's the same, right?
Well, that's right. And you've touched on an essential point that I think is a warning flag in our survey. You know, we Forrest Marsh Group out of Arlington, Virginia, we looked at the nation. And one of the things we found was a large number of people who now are only looking at media they agree with or supports their own views.
Right.
And I think that's, again, also a real warning flag to Americans to get out of your thought bubble, get away from that comfort zone, and listen to and read and look at news from multiple sources. That's really the solution, I think, to the so-called fake news, whether that's true or not. You know, interesting, you mentioned CNN, and I think you were referring to the fact that three journalists resigned because of questions about how they did a story. You know, that's not good. There's no good thing about a bad story, except let's take away from something. Think of another industry, another profession, where they self-correct so quickly and so obviously in public. And you go back to Janet Cook at the Washington Post and a guy named Jack Kelly at my alma mater, USA Today. Those investigations were fully reported. They were done in public. You can't go to Enron or you know, business scandals or other things and find that's an industry true. That self-polices that way. So, again, I'm not saying, you know, it's great that there was a bad story here. Apparently not done, you know, that really the validity of the story wasn't so much an issue. They just said you relied on a single source. You didn't follow the vetting procedures in terms of how it's edited and reviewed. So, you know, even to the extent that they just held themselves up to their own standards, I think, again, if you take anything away from a bad situation, it's that self-corrective nature of media. And if we're going to hold government accountable, I think journalists have to hold themselves as equally accountable and equally in public.
Right. And they've got to be sort of like, there's a lot of people who are phony journalists that are around that are nothing but opinion seekers, hackers, and the reality there is there's a lot of difference between what the news is, what are the facts, versus what somebody thinks. And that's gotten clouded, as you're suggesting, with all these cable news channels that are one-sided. That doesn't help because a lot of people confuse things, I think, under the circumstances. So this First Amendment survey is available if we go to your website, I'm guessing, the Newseum Institute in Washington, Gene Polisinski. Here at 10 before the hour. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Maria Conchita Alonso, Bill Paxton, Predator 2, he's in town with a few days to kill this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, great, I love the way they introduce movies like this at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Merry Christmas, here comes Predator to eat and kill everybody, that's wonderful, lovely. This would be Trucker's favorite movie from his favorite, a few of...
I actually have a soft spot for Predator 2. I think it's a really well-made, fun B-movie. I enjoy the fact that Danny Glover got to play the lead action hero in that movie. Actually, Arnold Schwarzenegger declined on coming back for the sequel. And I think he won a lot of money, and they didn't want to pay him the money for the sequel, even though Predator was a big hit and also critically acclaimed. So they got Danny Glover, who was pretty hot off the Lethal Weapon franchise at the time. And you realize, I tell you, for the audience that may not know this, when you watch Predator 2, you realize that Danny Glover was a much younger man than he was portrayed in the original Lethal Weapon. They put gray in his hair and on his sideburns to make him look older opposite a very young Mel Gibson at the time. But the reason we played that clip, it's Gary Busey who plays the villain in Predator 2. His birthday's today, 72 years old.
Gary Busey, a villain? Who would have thunk it?
It's interesting because Gary Busey, Doug, was really launched with a movie, The Buddy Holly Story. He was nominated for an Oscar, really good in that film. But he had a niche from the late 80s to the early 90s playing villains. Lethal Weapon, Predator 2, and Under Siege he played a villain also alongside Tommy Lee Jones opposite Steven Seagal. Yeah, but an interesting character, Gary Busey, to say the least.
Yeah. Wasn't he in one of... the Apprentice shows, the Apprentice celebrity.
Yeah, he was on The Apprentice, It's a little over the top, but very entertaining. Just a little.
Stephen Baldwin, and
he has that glint in his eye where you might say, boy, that man's crazy.
Yeah, I think you might do that. All right, Chuck is going to be back with some more movie news in just a moment here on the DJV Show.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Right now at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Sale ends Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
All right, from the movie news corner that I've been looking at, the movie about Downton Abbey, which is now, as you say, green lit, expected to begin production early next year. The Downton Abbey show, which was fabulous for 6 seasons, the Crawley family, I thought it was broadcast in 150 countries, the best thing the BBC ever did.
Well, let me ask a question, because I have to admit I never really watch it, although I certainly know of its popularity. And when they did the last final episode of the TV series, it opened the door for a movie. Is it going to be easy to do? Difficult?
Yes. No, it'll be easy.
Okay.
Easy, like 24. Be really easy to do a movie. Right, anyway, have you heard any more about 24? How are they going to... You were speculating that there would be more 24, but with a female host.
Yeah, no, that's my speculation. I still stand to it. I mean, they left the door open. They canceled what was that installment, 24 right. Legacy, with the actor Corey Hawkins. A lot of people still, hawking back and want to see Pete the Bubble
play
Jack Bauer. But with his show on ABC being renewed for a second season, that's not going to happen. But I still think the concept and the title 24 is certainly a viable property for Fox TV network. And I think we'll see it eventually in some form. Hopefully next season. I like to see it.
Me too, Chucker. I'm with you. Chuck Curry, follow him at Poseidon72. Listen to his weekly podcast, Movie Maniacs, on iTunes. And
did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms, that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.